On Thursday morning, and it's time for K1 Car Talk, an opportunity for me to spend time highlighting the people, programs, and services of the Dungis family of autos. Brad's in this morning, and Brad, somewhat of a foggy morning. Most new cars are equipped with fog lights, so that's probably not going to be an issue for a lot of people.
That's right, but you need to be careful out there today. If you're in your car driving around listening to us, just be careful. In some spots, it's still quite thick. Anyway, be careful out there. Turn those lights on if you have them.
Just be sure and turn them off when you get there.
That's right. Yeah, often those aren't on your auto lamp thing, so you've got to make that adjustment. Remember you turned them on.
That's right. But, the auto lamps do help a lot. I think that gets more people, driving with their headlights on when they should be on.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of those simple technologies we don't think about in cars so much really anymore because it's become pretty commonplace. But every time, I give it at a hotel or something to a valet, and they turn it off, and I get back in the car. I'm like, whoa, what happened? The lights aren't working.
Your techs do the same thing. I bring the car in for an oil change, and I look down, and they turn the headlights off, which I understand.
They're doing their system check. I mean, people often, they look at that sheet and they wonder, do they really do that? But truthfully, this is something we train our guys to do. It is so important that you take that time to go through the system. I mean, your vehicle, you spend time in it every day. I do the same thing. I know I'm supposed to check the tire pressure when I fill it up, but have I done that in the last 15 years?
There's that little indicator, right, that says low tire.
I will admit I have not. And I'm a lot like all of you. You don't want me fixing these cars. I know a little bit more about it, and I know some guys who work on them. But the truth is they're complicated. You got to you want to let those experts do their thing. And they when they do the checklist on your vehicle, they're going to go through virtually every system. We're going to top off all the fluids. If we don't do that for some reason, doing 100, 130 of these a day, sometimes I'll admit we've messed up on that and not gotten a good inspection. That can happen. We will give you your oil change for free if we do that. Just call us out on it. We're good. We want to be the one that inspects your vehicle, make sure it's right. We want to get in there, make sure the brakes are operating right, your tires have the right air pressure and tread depth on them, that you're safe to operate your vehicle. The things like the lights, all the fluids are right, the battery is safe and going to hold its charge for you until the next oil change you need. And we try to anticipate those needs going forward so that you can plan a budget for that. It's so important, I know, for most people that most people do live on a budget, and unexpected repairs on a vehicle can be one of those things that really throw things out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And so with proper maintenance, and you're, first of all, you're going to avoid a lot of problems with your vehicle. That's why we do the 995 oil change and all our other great value added things for those types of maintenance things that you need the most often. That's really where our focus is. We want to have the lowest price on all of those maintenance items. We want to be competitive on everything else. But we know when it really comes down to the big complex repairs, it really isn't about the price. It's about getting things right and fixing it right the first time and making sure you're safe and that the vehicle's going to go forward for you. We do all kinds of work on vehicles of all types, and that you see that where people will invest in a significant amount in an older vehicle to mm-hmm. repair it because they want to keep it. And
sure.
That's a good investment too. But you want to make sure you get the repair right. And we talk about it every week. These cars are so much more complex, and so a lot of times especially as you get in an aged vehicle, it may be giving symptoms that lead the tech to repair one thing, it can lead to other things. So you really want to have somebody who's got a good experience with the vehicle you're working on.
You really do. And it becomes that relationship type of operation we talked about on the new car, but it goes the same way with that service of that vehicle. Wherever you have it serviced, you develop that relationship with the face of that first person that you see when you drive
It's the whole thing, isn't it? In life and our business, and the car business is about relationships and people. We talk about it on the show, the old stereotype of the car salesman.
Nobody, we all have that image.
The glass, the plaid jacket, maybe. He's strolling out there, can I help you? And I try to dismiss that. But the truth is the stereotype exists, so I acknowledge it. I don't feel like our people are that. We talk a lot about how we are different and who we are and how we started. We talked about it a lot last spring, but been 75 years here, you know, this legacy of ours goes back, you know, to that. I was looking at it again, that picture from 1924, my grandfather and two of his brothers on the basketball team at Tonkawa Ford in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. You know, they had been, they'd come to Oklahoma as a, their father was a Methodist minister, and he'd come from Illinois, where you're from, first to Skiatook, and then they sent him up to Tonkawa. Actually, they were in Blackwell first.
Right.
And, you know, he actually got sick. He'd been in the Spanish-American War, and he got sick with some type of disease that he'd captured there. He'd run a Gatling gun there. He was a very interesting man and became a Methodist minister.
Okay.
and anyway, ends up in Blackwell, Oklahoma, passes away, leaves his wife and five kids. They moved to Tonkawa to be in a little bigger city. Mm-hmm. She was an educator, their mother, and so there was a college in Tonkawa, and so she started helping at the college and working it there. Mm-hmm. And the kids started working at the Ford dealership.
Okay.
As the boys got older, they all worked at the local Ford dealership. They started out on that basketball team, not unlike our Indians here, Indians and the other sports that we sponsor and have since, you know, the Indians since 1941. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, that was the opportunity, the spark that started Dungis Family of Autos in 1924. And, you know, in 1930, my grandfather's brother came back from Oklahoma City University and working with the dealer at the Tonkawa Ford, ended up buying that dealership, and it was the first one owned by the Dungis. And he ended up owning dealerships not just in Oklahoma, but in Colorado. My grandfather was a couple years younger than him and came along after that. And after he and his new bride, Elizabeth, took a trip to Colorado. They were gonna go get a job up there, and they had a farm they were gonna work on. The family had been into farming and ranching too.
Mm-hmm.
That lasted about 6 months. The winter got them.
As it did many.
Back to Oklahoma. And back to the car business, and the rest of the story starts for William C. Dungis. That, mm-hmm. you know, 1931, so he gets his first dealership in Brahman, Oklahoma, a very small town with no Ford dealer remaining. But
yeah.
That lasted a few years. He ended up going with his brother into the Tonkawa store. Later, they had store in addition to Bartlesville and Coffeyville, some in western Oklahoma, Tulsa. So it really grew into something really special and a great legacy for us, and, you know, really the spark for you know, why I'm in the car business, why all of us at the dealership are there. I mean, we're so proud of that legacy and what it means to the community, to us as a community, and, you know, that culture going back in time that far really gives it a depth, I think. And, you know, at the same time, we're not really looking back. We're always trying to look forward. We want to be progressive, and you know, the world is changing, and the car business is changing. We talk about that a lot.
They are so much more dependable now than they were even 10 years ago.
Mechanically, they're more dependable. The world is changing. You know, we talk about the internet and how the people shop are different. Today's consumer, across the board, they go to an average, we hear, of about 1.4 dealerships before you purchase, as opposed to in the past, 10 years ago, according to NADA, the average is 3 or 4 dealerships. So consumers used to have to go out to the dealer to get information and look at different vehicles. Now they're doing that online and going in and buying. So it really changes how we sell. It changes how we market. It changes the whole approach. So we have to keep up with that. We know that that's so critical, that we give you great value and customer service every time you come in. And, you know, it's a kind of never quite get there, you know. Mm-hmm. You're always trying to get that just so and line that up perfectly, but you're always striving, and you know, I think our team does that really well. We're always talking about what can we do better, how can we make that faster, how can we improve the experience in buying a car, how do we make the what seems complex to a consumer more simple. You know, the paperwork, for instance, people get in there and they're overwhelmed. They're like, why is all this? And, you know, some of that's just preparing people for that. The truth is, with all the regulations and the things we have to do There is a lot of paperwork. It just comes with it, and we have an obligation to do that. But at the same time, we want to make it easy for you and as quick as possible. So we work on that, and we really talk about how to do that. And that stuff like our VIP appointments that we've introduced this year, all that is being ready for you when you come to the dealership, as opposed to coming in and, you know, you're wandering around the lot looking for the guy you want to deal with. We feel like it'd be better to know you're coming in to see me, and I know you're coming to see me, that I can have the vehicle ready for you. I may know what your trade is already. If you've done business before, I can know a lot about your vehicle. We can get ready. We can make this much faster, much easier than it would be. I mean, I say it all the time. The hardest part in the car business now is finding the right car. We've got something like 325 new vehicles on the ground over there. We've probably got 100-day supply of used cars. You know, we have a lot of inventory. Some of them are organized right and out on the front, but others are going through various processes in the dealership, getting ready to go out there. You may think we don't have it, and we do. So, you know, sometimes it's better to talk to us, get ready. I mean, and frankly, that's what the consumer's doing anyway. Sure. So we've tried to line our processes up with what you expect when you come to the dealership, hopefully. And that, so if you're interested in trying that, give one of our guys a call. Tell them you want a VIP appointment. We'll treat you like a king.
Hey, if you want to go in and see one of those two new Shelby GT 350s that are sitting on the showroom floor, I saw that within minutes of being posted
on Facebook.
That was a good
one. I took that picture and posted it, and personally, because I love those cars. But that was great how that took off, and it, you know, Facebook is an interesting phenomenon because
my wife said right away, "I'll take the red one." You know,
she liked the red one. The blue one was very popular.
It's
a different color of blue than is, you know, you associate with cars, and I've not seen that one. It's darker, richer, very pretty car.
Very deep blue. If you haven't
seen it. Come check them out. Just come look at them. They're out there on the lot. We've also got the 2017 Super Duty. You know, we've talked about that again the last couple months, but boy, that truck is doing great right now. We cannot keep them on the ground. You know, frankly, the first couple we got there, we didn't have enough. But now that we've started to get critical mass, we've had as many as six or eight. I think we're down to two now. There's more coming. This is a hot product. It's going to be an exceptional truck for us.
Well, and that's something you get to see the previews of what's being shipped to you, and when you expect to see vehicle X, Y, and Z rolling off the truck. You know, and I know then there's a certain preparation process before it's customer ready.
A whole process there, and you go. I mean, frankly, the manufacturers, Ford and Toyota, are really careful about these kind of changes, especially with something like the Super Duty or any F-Series. I mean, that's the bread and butter for Ford Motor Company. It is it's the best-selling work truck in the world. F-Series is the best-selling vehicle in the world. You know, you've got all this great heritage of the truck and great stuff that's being reinvested into it continually by Ford. Some of their best technology is in there, so it really is outstanding. And you know, that's across the board, really. I mean, we talk about it too with new stuff coming, and across all our lines, and there's a lot of exciting stuff coming. Whole new segments, the mini crossover vehicle now has become a really hot, and a few of the brands have it, but Ford and Toyota will be in there soon. Within the next few months, we'll have the Ford EcoSport and the Toyota. I can't even remember its name, but I'll bring that.
It'll come to you probably before the program's over.
It should. Yeah. But they're great. Little SUVs below the RAV4 and the Escape, a little bit smaller than those vehicles. And they're really attractive. They're not like so much of the engineering in automobiles now. They find ways to get more space out of these smaller vehicles, make them more comfortable, ride the way you want them to. So, I mean, I expect that to be really outstanding. We've also got the on the Lincoln side, people are really excited about the new Continental. and don't want to forget about the MKX. We've been selling MKX like crazy. It's one of our best-selling Lincoln. It is the best-selling Lincoln we have right now, and I'm really excited about Continental coming.
But the word Continental for a long time, at least in my vocabulary, just seemed to be an extension of the word Lincoln. They went together, Lincoln Continental. You just said it all in one breath, you know, Lincoln Continental.
I mean, it was the iconic Lincoln. It was, I mean, back to I think it was Frank Lloyd Wright's favorite luxury vehicle, and that's neat. And that we have Frank Lloyd Wright's skyscraper here in Bartlesville, and we'll have Lincoln Continentals again later this year, hopefully before the end of the year. We'll
nice
have
photo
our first
display
one.
Out in front of the Price Tower with the Lincoln out in front.
We'll probably take advantage of that and bring Frank up as we promote the Continental.
You all know with digital technology now you can put him in the car.
You can go Google it right now. Frank Lloyd Wright luxury automobile, and it'll show you his Continental.
All right. It's those traditions that we have with the vehicle, and we talked about traditions going back to looking back at the values of the dealership from day one. We've talked about some of the things that you've seen in letters and documents around the dealership, and yet projecting those, maybe not those same words, but those same ideas into the future.
It's that river of life, right? I mean, so much of that, I mean, you can see the signs of it. We were working with some of our friends from the Mutual Girls Club in the last few weeks on their great programs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was an organization started by the Methodist ladies. My grandmother was one of the founders. Mm-hmm. So that beginning and that connection to the past all the way to today and where they're going in the future, it is not just about us. It's about all these other people going along on the journey with us, whether you work with us, you're a customer, just part of the community. If you're in one of the, if you're part of the community and in going to the Mutual Girls Club, taking advantage of their great programs, going to the Boys and Girls Club, the Y, all these great programs that we support, mm-hmm. That's why we do it, is because we want to be part of the community. We want to be supportive of the people that support us, and I know that goes back. That at the core is what my grandfather felt. Mm-hmm. I know that and that's why I bring up that team picture, because the opportunities he got started like that. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just really important we keep that in mind, and I talk about it all the time with our employees and with you. And it's I just want people to know that it is really important to me and to us at Dungis.
And yet it's this time of year, okay, typically September, but September, October, that's just new car season. That traditionally that's when everything rolled out. And I still, I haven't talked about it recently, but I still remember those, the butcher block paper out in front of the, covering up all the windows, except maybe this little peephole that you can kind of look in and see the preparations going on. It was fun.
It was. And, we still occasionally do things like that with the unveiling of an important product, but the 17s have been coming out now all year pretty much.
Yeah.
And, we still have some 16s that are arriving that won't convert until later in the fourth quarter. But then again, we'll go into 2017s and we'll start getting 18s. And it pretty much happens throughout the year. Most of the models change over their model year from like August through maybe November.
Yeah.
Usually the manufacturers are going to take some time off around Christmas for their employees to celebrate the holidays. And so that makes a natural transition to the next model year. So that if that hadn't happened by then, and mm-hmm. they're fully in by the early in the first quarter. But the truth is that model year happens. There are great deals there. If you want the latest technology, you've got the brand new product with everything there. But you can compare that to the 16s that are on closeout, and great incentives, great dealer discounts. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's been a great fall for us. We really are selling a lot of cars of all types. It's been a really picked up. I know the local economy is kind of was soft in the first half of the year, three quarters or so, maybe a little untraditional in the summer. We had certainly had a good summer and with spikes of traffic mm-hmm. and stuff, but I tell you, it seems like things have turned and we really are on the growth trend right now.
Well, I would assume, just like the rest of the retail market, that fall going into the Christmas season, typically because of the incentives you've got, makes it a pretty good time to buy a car.
It is a great time to buy. And, you end up with things that people know about Toyota-thon. That's Toyota's big sale every year. Mm-hmm. That'll start, I think, It officially starts on the 18th of November. We'll be able to start promoting it on the 15th. We'll have a big rally on the 22nd to get all our team excited about it. So that starts off right then, goes right into Black Friday, which let's not forget about Black Friday.
No.
Now that is something that's become really important in the car business. I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, we tried a little bit, mm-hmm. but I tell you, the last couple years, it's been huge. So people, I think the manufacturers are putting more incentives there. We've just had a lot of traffic, a lot of opportunity there, and that's what we're there for. So we want to sell cars. So come mm-hmm. on down. If you want a great deal, Black Friday is a good time to buy, because there'll be a lot of traffic, a lot of urgency on putting you in a new car. So.
Oh yeah, and of course, just you get that many green tickets going, it's got to be a good deal.
We got green tickets coming. We got our $7,500 giveaway. We'll
right.
still be in the build up for that. If you haven't heard about that, we're getting in later around December 20th, we're going to give away $7,500 to somebody who just came in and registered for the drawing. We're giving away prizes. Everybody who registers gets a simple prize. We do drawings every month, sometimes weekly, for other prizes. We've given away all kinds of consumer electronics, game packages to local football games, OU and OSU, all kinds of stuff. And we just keep doing that until we have the grand prize winner. And then we kick off into Christmas and New Year, expecting that last week of the year to be a great week. It always is, especially if the weather holds and is anywhere any good at all.
Just a good time to buy or lease a new car.
Yeah, you get through that Christmas and all the presents are open and you got a full tummy and you're ready to go shopping for a car.
Sounds like a great deal. Make that appointment for the day after Thanksgiving and go take a look at it.
Yeah.
You can make an appointment how far in advance on something like that?
As far as you want. And we have a system where we keep track of all that, and we've called to confirm your appointment. So it can happen, and that might be a good idea just to make sure you've got what you want there. We could even get some of it ready for you beforehand, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all the trade evaluation, get that information ready for you. So we just need to do the walk around, a final inspection on the vehicle. And if we've got it all already, that makes it pretty easy.
Well, yeah, make out your wish list. I want a red Corolla with these features and that features. And Brad will say, if I don't have it, it'll be here by the one you want it.
If you're interested in financing the vehicle, you can get pre-approved. We've got, I think, probably a dozen, 15 lenders that we use. We send most of our business to Ford and Toyota. They have great lending operations. They're focused on selling their products, so mm-hmm. they really are aggressive at working with buyers of all types, of all credit experiences. They really want to, obviously, if you work for Toyota, you'd like someone to buy a Toyota. So
absolutely.
They're going to do everything they can to finance you on a vehicle. But if that won't work, we've got lots of other choices, local banks, national banks, all over the place, credit unions. We try to get you the very best deal that we can. It's always elusive trying to find that, mm-hmm. but that's our job.
Well, no two customers are exactly alike, so
every deal is a little different. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you follow up with service. Typically, you kind of set that tentative first oil change appointment, so that however long down the road it takes to get that first 5,000 miles on the vehicle, you're ready to welcome them.
So important. We talked about maintenance before, and you mentioned the appointments. I mean, that's something that. For a while, in the last 10 years or so, we weren't doing a lot of appointments. With the volume of oil changes we were doing, that was difficult. With the opening of the new Toyota building last year, 2 years ago now, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, that has been somewhat exacerbated. The Ford site is still really busy at times.
That's part of the Ford brand.
Yeah, it is. Quick lane is no appointment necessary. All those great call-outs and the low-cost tire guarantee, the brake guarantee, the 995 is where we started that.
Mm-hmm.
But we took 95 and we put it at Toyota, too. Don't think you only can get that at Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, at Toyota, you can schedule an appointment. You can, it isn't quite as busy, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
If the wait time is long at Ford, we encourage you to bring it on over to Toyota. We try to coordinate that for you.
Okay.
But you can, if it looks busy, just pull on over there, whatever you're driving. They'll do your old Ford oil change at the Toyota store. It's the same people doing it. It's the Dungeness people. We'll be happy to show that to you, and it's a great
but it is two different check-in points.
Two different lanes. The Toyota dealership also has the 995 oil change. They're going to just do the same inspection. Use this, you know, you can get your Ford oil filter. Use the Ford oil, you know, that stuff that you need if it's a Ford. Or we've got Toyota oil and any kind of oil you need, from diesels, synthetics, all that. So we're set up over there to do it as well. And with the appointment, you also have that time. You know you're going to get in there. We should be able to get you out, depending on what you need. If it's just a basic oil change or the tire rotation, it usually takes about 40, 45 minutes. That's about it.
You mentioned synthetics. Have you seen over the course of, let's say, the last 10 years, a shift towards more people using synthetics?
Yeah. Well, what's happened is the manufacturers have started to use them. They are really great for your vehicle. It does extend the life of the oil, so the synthetic oil will last typically 10,000 miles or longer. So you do fewer oil changes. That's good over time. You're gonna. It also is a higher performance oil that doesn't degrade as quick. That's why it lasts longer. So the new vehicles are engineered to use that oil. They'll operate on the old oil, but that's not what they were intended to do. So if you have one of those vehicles, if you need to use what the manufacturer recommends in order to maintain your warranty. A lot of people don't think about that connection, but the manufacturer's pretty specific while you're under their base warranty that you need to do use the right product to maintain the warranty. So that's really critical.
Makes sense. That they set it up on certain parameters, and they expect it to perform this way under those parameters.
Right. Yeah. And then, so they're going to stand behind it. They want you to maintain it that way.
Yeah. We don't always talk about it, but this time of year, maybe people need to start thinking about some of the add-ons that your parts people can help out. Things like remote starts that are always good.
Remote starts, lift kits, fancy wheels and tires, all kinds of things.
So
we do
pull
everything.
Up next to somebody at the stoplight with all that bling on there, and they'll look at you and be a little envious, you know.
Well, we do more and more of that these days. I mean, a few years ago we did some with the lift kits and all that, and you know, people would come in, and we had trouble selling them. But these days, those sell almost as fast as anything on our lot. It's much more common. People like to do it to be different, you know, to separate their vehicle from all the others and make it their own, make it special. So whatever that is you want, you know, we've got access to it, because we've got access to all the different suppliers, all of parts and accessories that are out there.
Home of the 995 oil change, and you mentioned the low price tire and brake guarantee. Another opportunity for you to set yourself apart from the rest of the field.
Right, again, at those maintenance items you need the very most, we're going to be the most competitive. We're going to be the best at that. That's our goal. So give us a shot. I hope we get that opportunity.
And we'll encourage people to make that opportunity. And, of course, it starts either with simply driving up to either one of the two service drives for that oil change. And as they say, next time you come in, you'll need some brakes, so you can plan for that.
Plan for that, right.
And, of course, it's also you can go online and make an appointment too, can't you?
That's right. Yeah. And, in fact, that's the easiest way to do it, because it'll actually schedule the appointment in our DMS system. It knows when we have availability. So you can actually see, without having to talk to somebody, if that time you want to come is available, or what the next available time is. Maybe you would rather come at 2 p.m. in this afternoon. We're already full then. Tomorrow might be available. So you can see that in there yourself. You can tell us exactly what kind of service you need. There's some pre-selected stuff you can pick, or you can just write it in exactly, you know, in your own words, what's going on with the vehicle, because it may not just be maintenance. Look at something.
So go online, DungeonsChoice.com, make the appointment, and take a look around the new car lot while you're there. And commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.